So I'm just kind of curious when you put out there, I guess, those options. I don't know if you ever use NabGem. Do you ever use NabGem outside of label?
Not yet. Obviously, we're awaiting data from the APACT trial, which may read out sometime in the next year. I don't know, the study has completed accrual, so we just need to wait for enough events from that. And that's a pretty large global randomized phase three study of gemcitabine versus gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel. If that's positive, then obviously we'll have two positive studies between the French trial and the APAC trial, and again, not really a direct head-to-head comparison. So it might be a little tough to decide who gets what, but it would give us even more options.
Right, and make a discussion probably even more complicated. Maybe we ought to do some kind of tool for pancreatic cancer,
Yeah, that's a good thought.
but I'm kind of curious. I mean, obviously patients are different, they have different ages, different comorbidities, symptoms, et cetera. But when you, since ASCO, when the FOLFIRINOX has been on the table, how do you find patients processing it? How did this man process it?
Well, in this gentleman's case, I just didn't think he was going to be a decent candidate for FOLFIRINOX. And when we talk about numbers and risk of relapse and how much improvement they're expecting to see, that obviously has to be weighed versus, all right, what are the toxicities? Obviously, there's going to be more toxicities and impact on quality of life with FOLFIRINOX. And this becomes a very private and personal decision from one patient to another. Obviously, FOLFIRINOX is more complex and needs a port and home infusional therapy and other aspects. So we have these conversations. There's clearly going to be some patients who are just not candidates for FOLFIRINOX at all, and we probably won't even go there in terms of discussion if that's not even a realistic consideration. For some particularly older individuals, the discussion is often one of, do you want chemotherapy at all or not?
What's your sort of global view on the toxicity or morbidity of surgery? What are some of the common post-op problems that you see with these patients?
A major complication is pancreatic fistula, where basically they'll just have some persistent leakage from their pancreatic remnant, and that can lead to fluid collections. Sometimes they'll need drainage for a prolonged period of time. Sometimes it's just recovery in terms of being able to eat adequately afterwards. And so their nutritional status around the time of surgery, it's not uncommon for patients to lose 10, 15 pounds or so on top of what they might have already lost from their original pancreatic cancer diagnosis. We'll run into some occasional problems with intra-abdominal abscesses or infections. So these are very real problems. Sort of the historic literature indicates that up to a quarter of patients do not recover adequately from surgery to be able to even be considered for adjuvant chemotherapy. Again, another reason why front-loading treatment preoperatively may make more sense in this disease.